The resurrection. Now, does it really matter?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, at Easter time a few years ago, many liberal theologians proudly announced that they no longer believed in the bodily resurrection of Christ. Why are these things happening today?
Now, Time magazine reported on theologians associated with what's called the Jesus Seminar. They get together to consider theological issues. And using colored marbles, would you believe, they voted on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And enough of the right colored marbles were collected to declare that Jesus did not rise from the dead. While there have been newspaper articles about other theologians who reject the virgin birth and the bodily resurrection of Christ. But why are these scholars so vocal? You know one thing I'll guarantee you'll find common to all of these theologians? They'll not believe in a literal Genesis. They'll have compromised with evolution in some way. You see, if you believe in 6 24-hour days of creation, a global flood, and literal first Adam, you'll have no trouble believing in a literal last Adam, Jesus Christ. His bodily resurrection is central to the message of the gospel. But if evolution's true, and the first Adam's just a myth, then ultimately the last Adam, Jesus Christ, will be also. People who reject the resurrection also reject the book of Genesis.
One of the purposes of our popular website, AnswersRadio.com, is to encourage Christians to reject compromise. Read Ken Ham's free booklets at AnswersRadio.com.